Dr. Robbie Ludwig, nationally recognized psychotherapist. You've seen her on the Today Show, CNN, Fox, numerous TV shows, and with us every Wednesday at Magic 100.1 and also on our website at magicvariety.com. You can connect to Dr. Robbie anytime through that. Hi, Dr. Robbie.
Hello there. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Robbie. You know, there's one disturbing thing we've been wondering about. A 7-year-old Alaska boy is charged with arson for setting something like 5 fires, and we're just curious, at what age does a child develop maliciousness or even have thoughts of doing something like that?
It's a really good question because I know that there is a lot of controversy over this idea of perhaps being born bad, that there's a strong genetic component for somebody who is more inclined to be deviant. I just want to point out, though, that when you have a child setting fires and they're that young, as a therapist, I would want to rule out sexual abuse.
Why?
Because when kids are young, they don't have the ability to use their words to express what's going on in their lives. So sometimes they act it out, which is why with young kids, instead of talk therapy, psychotherapy, very often they engage in what's called play therapy because that's how they show what's going on in their lives. So psychological theory suggests that sometimes when kids light fire, it's a way to express sexual abuse, and it's symbolic for having an orgasm. So I would want to rule out sexual abuse with that 7-year-old and not go straight to the assumption that the next thing that they're going to do is kill cats and be on their way to being a serial killer.
Are there any signs that parents should look out for?
I think if you see a child who is very aggressive and has a hard time with limit setting and does really extreme, bizarre behaviors, if they are setting fires, if they are cruel to animals, if there's a repetitive quality, because we know that kids go through phases. So there are some kids who start out and they are mildly problematic, in part because they're bored, but can grow out of it. You know, so you don't want to scare parents. But if you see a problematic pattern and you're getting feedback, not only from what's at home, but also from teachers are also noticing disturbing patterns, then it's very important to take those signs very seriously and try to get treatment ASAP.
Reach out to Dr. Robbie through our website at magicvariety.com. Just click on the Morning Show blog.